dog song, but it's a doozy. I don't play it often. This is a good cigarette break one. Everyone go have a cigarette break. But make sure you have this loud enough that you can hear it. It's Pink Floyd, Dogs, on MFO, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
You'll reap the harvest you have sown. And as the fear grows, the bad blood slows and turns to stone.
Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Gotta stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? Deft, I'm blind. You just keep on pretending that everyone's expendable and no one has a real friend.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Get your taxes done, Marie?
I did.
Yeah, me too.
Online. I don't know if
I actually shelled out almost $200 for each H&R Block.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not?
No. I thought you had thousands to pay them.
No. H&R Block, they just did my taxes, and then I owe someone.
Oh, okay. A
couple hundred. I don't know.
I
don't know the difference, state and federal, whatever.
But still, yeah.
Well, I hope you got your taxes.
It's actually
done.
The 18th. I didn't tell you that because I wanted you to get it done on the 15th.
Yeah, I guess you have till Monday. Or you can do it Monday, it sounds like.
I think Tuesday because of the holiday, actually.
Well, I hope everybody's getting something back and not having to...
I don't know. I think everyone's paying. I had to pay this
pay
year.
Pay and pay. People make you pay and pay. Anyways, this one goes out to Callie. It's the Beatles.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
They chopped off mine.
Chopped it off.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. People are going, who's doing Summer Breeze? Well, you
I
can
think
actually
they know
if,
that voice.
If you're streaming it, you can see that it always says, I always put in who I'm playing.
Do you think people like sit at their computers and just stare at it?
Or? No, but I go look at it. Type
if I didn't,
O,
you know, yeah.
Yeah. Type O negative. Summer Breeze. Somebody asked for them, and
yep, request.
Who was it?
Sue. Yep.
Sue Cambrio.
Sue
and
C.
I usually, whenever I get a request from them, which is usually from her, I play their version of Cinnamon Girl.
Yeah.
They're a little too metal for me, but that's a great cover, and Summer Breeze is a really great cover.
Yeah.
Back on
to
whatever
Sue asks for, we'll play so.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to say that.
Well, why?
I mean, what if she, like, asked for the Partridge Family or something? I don't know.
I like the Partridge Family.
I think I love you! This one I'm not sure of. Schmel asked for a band I don't know of. You've heard of them.
Yeah, and actually I know the song. It's just, I was listening to it actually well.
Is it good?
I like it. I don't know. What you're gonna think about it?
Well, it's a make it or break it, so don't get too into it.
It might make you cry.
It's gonna make me cry. Is it like that?
I guess so.
What?
Yeah, I guess.
It's Schmel, so we'll try it out. Cocktail Twins.
Cocktail Twins.
Sugar Hiccup on MFO.
Sugar, hiccup, hiccup.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. That one going out to Schmel. I didn't mind that at all. That was cool.
I like that band.
That was pretty cool. Well, I don't know any of their other stuff now, but I like that song. Reminded me of a lot of Perry Farrell.
Jane's Addiction.
The singer from Jane's Addiction.
His solo stuff.
Well, his voice.
Well, that song came out in 1981, so...
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably around when Jane's got together, huh? I thought that was 90s.
Actually, I just had it up, but...
It sounded like 90s to me. Murray's looking up the Cocteau Twins for me and you. That one was called Sugar Hiccup from the disc.
Actually, 1983. Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, you weren't far off. 1983. Head Over Heels, Sunburst, and Snowblind. That one's from. And, let's compare. Here's Jane's Addiction on MFO. And more requests right after this.
gathered round and started talking. Passing Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, only he was.
Yes, he was.
Couple songs there going out by request. Ramones, Outsider. We heard Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man. Jane's Addiction Mountain Song. That wasn't a request, but I was just comparing Perry Farrell to the guy from Cocteau Twins.
It's a chick.
It's a chick?
It's a chick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, she sounds like Perry Farrell.
Really?
Yes, to me. Yeah, yesterday was Joey Ramone's, it's the anniversary of his passing.
Yeah.
So Rest in peace, Joey.
I
hope
was
you're
in
doing
Applebee's
good.
When I heard that. And I knew good I had taken a wrong turn somewhere.
I just hope there's an afterlife for Joey. And Pope Francis, what's it, his birthday today?
That's what Cal says. I did not fact check it.
Cal said, find a song about the Pope. Here's the damned anti-Pope. WMFO, the damned anti-Pope from Machine Gun Etiquette. And we just figured out.
Just a little fact checking.
Well, yes, it was Pope
Benedict's birthday today.
But he's not the Pope anymore.
Alive. No. I don't know why we celebrate. Well,
he's like the first Pope who just quit, I think.
Yeah, very short.
They said, the Pope is pooped. Long live the new Pope! And out came Pope Francis.
But didn't he come in with all the scandals going on? Like, the Catholic Church was being called out for all their...
That was a bit earlier than Benedict.
Was it?
Well, it's always going on, but...
But they were starting to...
He wasn't the guy when they went going nuts. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't follow the Catholic Church.
I certainly don't. Here's another request. This one's out from an anonymous... admirer of Marie's.
Of you?
You.
Oh, I was getting... Okay.
Absolutely sweet, Marie.
Wow. Can you handle another guitar hero? Let me give you a little clue. Hallelujah!
Hare Krishna,